This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Police in Hong Kong are tightening a siege at a university campus as hundreds of anti-government protesters trapped inside try to escape. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Hong Kong.
Waves of students fleeing on foot from the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, running through clouds of tear gas as they tried to break police lines. It was the second concerted attempt by students to flee the urban campus, which has been surrounded by police who have repeatedly warned they will use lethal force. Riot police chased down students, some of whom were covered in blood. It wasn't clear how many have escaped the campus successfully. The clashes raised fears that the siege would end in a bloody crackdown. Police have tried to break through protester barricades, but were driven back by the protesters. Early Monday, VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. Iraqi security officials say anti-government demonstrators in the south have blocked roads leading to the country's main port. A Basra official says protesters burned tires on Monday, blocking the roads to the busy port. In Baghdad, protesters forced the closure of Iraq's central bank. On Sunday, one Iraqi protester was killed and more than 30 others were wounded amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News.